It's Mark Yeagy here, wealth architect and lifestyle investor. Let's take your life to the next level. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Mark Yeagy. Welcome to another edition of the Wealth Architect Podcast. Today, we have actually a fascinating subject. We have the CEO of ReTokens, innovative real estate tokenization platform and digital ATS, alternative trading system, designed to transform the way people access liquidity and invest in real estate. I think the time is coming for this, and I think this is going to be a fascinating discussion. ReTokens stands out as a groundbreaking solution. It's currently putting tokenized real estate assets on the blockchain and providing an industry-best capital raising platform for tokenized real estate projects. The secondary market, or digital ATS, is just about to launch, providing one of the first real estate exclusive digital platforms for trading real estate-backed tokens. While this gentleman also founded Extant Investment Real Estate Company, it's through his leadership at ReTokens that he's pioneering the future of real estate investing, with the platform already recognized as one of PropTech's Outlook Top 100 Commercial Real Estate Solutions Providers for 2024. Please welcome Tyler Vinson. Hi, Tyler.
Hi, thanks for having me, Mark. I'm excited to talk to your audience here about building wealth, and in my case, building wealth with real estate.
Yeah, well, hopefully the audience is as excited as I am, and I'm sure you are. Real estate and tokenization, you know, which basically is on the blockchain, that's fascinating stuff, because you're taking this old school business, and I'll let you talk about it more than me, but you're taking this old school business, which is really clunky and time intensive, and you're bringing it into this century. And I think that's fascinating. So let's start with you, though. Why don't you tell us a bit about how you got into this, where you came from, what your experience is, and why this becomes so cool?
Yeah, well, my story goes back over a couple decades when it comes to real estate investment. That's really my roots, and my passion has been real estate investment. And so in the early 2000s, a good friend of mine and I started buying some duplexes. And that's really how I got into the real estate investment space. Ever since I got into the real estate investment space, it was actually pretty difficult to make a living at it. The entry barriers were high, and it didn't seem like there was inclusive solutions to, you know, get this done. One-stop shops. I tell this story once in a while because it still makes me laugh. We went to the real estate guru at the time and didn't really get much out of that, but we knew we had to go start an LLC after that. We walk into a real estate attorney's office, and he says to me, so you want to be a real estate investor, huh? And I said, yeah, I do. And he said, so you want to live poor and die rich, do you? And, you know, I did. I laughed for a second, then I thought, no, that's not what I want to do. I want to live rich and die rich both. And so that was kind of how that went. You know, you would talk to real estate brokers, and they didn't know very much about actual investment, return on investment, how to analyze deals. I think it's better today than it was back then. And then you would talk to your CPA, who had a certain strategy that was almost always different than your real estate attorney. And then we walked into the lender and said, yeah, we want to get a loan in our LLC to buy real estate. We heard that's what you do. And he told us, you're crazy if you think I'm going to give a loan in the name of your real estate LLC that you just started last week. And so I realized that the space was super fragmented. So it's always been a goal of mine. And when I started Extant Investment Company, that was it, is to try to kind of really bring a one-stop shop into the real estate investment world for folks, somewhere where they could get answers and resources in one space. So that's the inertia behind it. And as time went on and I progressed in my real estate investment career and went through the downs of the great financial crisis and then back up the other side, I was constantly trying to do this. A couple of ways was education. So I put some of that out there. But found that the success rate was really low, and I wasn't in a position to make a career out of that. I wasn't interested in that being my main hustle. And so then I started putting real estate deals together and inviting other people to participate in them. I thought, you know, this is probably the easiest way to do it. And then they can learn and develop how they want from there as an investor. And so I did that for many years. I built my career on that. And that led me to specializing in creative real estate investment, private money, working with private investors, and lot and seller financing. So all sorts of very cool win-win-win deals across the board. But I got introduced to blockchain and got introduced to the concept of tokenizing something. And we can talk more about that, but real quick, it just means making the ownership digital. In fact, I'll elaborate on that later. Also about that same time, I was coaching my daughter's soccer and had come off the field, and a good friend of mine from high school came up to me. Oh, Tyler, how you doing? We had, you know, big hugs and all of that. We hadn't seen each other in quite a while. And she tells me, she says, me and my husband have been watching what you're doing in real estate and your success in that. And it's so cool to watch. And we've been working hard and saving up some money, and we'd really like to invest with you. And we just kind of both went silent and we looked at each other, and she answered and she said, but we don't have enough money, do we? And that broke my heart because she was right. At the time, I was only working with accredited investors. And don't get me wrong, I love my accredited investors and they play a very important role in the ecosystem. But I really felt like, you know, giving access to these investments to my good friend here made a lot of sense. And we can talk later about actually how accredited investors benefit off that. At the same time, I've always been a professional real estate investor. And so I would have millions of dollars of equity, you know, on paper and in my real estate. But if I needed, you know, $150,000 by the end of the week, you know, that was a little more challenging because real estate's illiquid. So all those things really kind of came together in the same short period of time, where I felt like this is really the path forward for me. This is the next level of my career, is to, you know, work in the real estate tokenization space. And there should be a marketplace where people can trade these private shares of real estate like stocks or crypto. And there should be access to these type of investments. There should be liquidity pathways for folks that are putting together these large syndications.
Well, that's a great platform from which to build, because I've got some nerdy questions and I've got some investy questions. But I want to start by telling just a quick story that I, about 3.5-4 years ago, I went down to to El Salvador, which you and I both know is ground zero for Bitcoin. And I wanted, you know, I have a hedge fund in Bitcoin. And so I wanted to kind of show my investors that I was, you know, putting boots on the ground. So that wasn't just like a fund. It was like, I really believed in it, which I do. And so I went down there and I was just fascinated by Bitcoin Beach, was a beach called El Zante, where they transformed the whole beach into a Bitcoin only beach. I mean, you could obviously spend it with your credit card, but they did take Bitcoin. So here I was buying a beer and a pupusa on the beach for $2.50. But really, I did it all in Bitcoin, and I was fascinated. It happened faster than a credit card. It was cooler because it used QR codes. And these little old ladies and small entrepreneurs were accepting technology to get paid. And I just was fascinated by it. But I also was invited to a party, an opening party that was supported by the government, where they were tokenizing real estate. And it was a big party. They had a big band and the whole thing. And they had a few speakers, and they were talking about how real estate was moving onto the blockchain. And it took me a little while to get my brain around it, but I always have been like, you know, because I was, I still am a real estate investor, but I'm a stock market guy. And I'm like, why can't you buy real estate as easy as you can buy a stock? And so I think, if I'm correct, I think some company like yours, and maybe the one that I went to down in in El Salvador, was solving that problem. So that's the story that I wanted to tell, because it is something that's been brewing for a while. It's fascinating, and you're not the only one, but you are putting together an alternative trading system platform, and you're doing things that are going to take it off of this old clunky real estate model, and I think modernize that. So let me ask you the nerdy question, and then I'm gonna just shut up and let you talk a little bit, because I'm sure you can educate us more than I know. But the nerdy question is, is your token riding on the back of like an Ethereum, a Solana? Did you create your own blockchain? How does that work? And maybe you can give us kind of the high level of that, because maybe not everybody understands the tokenization aspect, if you or however you want to, however deep you want to go.
No, that's great. And let's take one step back and just talk about what tokenization actually is, or what does it mean to tokenize real estate. And simply, that means to make the ownership digital. So a real estate syndicator, when they're going to buy a large apartment complex, typically what they'll do is they'll form an LLC, and they'll sell shares, or LLC membership units, of that, or equity is another way to say that, to private investors, and they'll buy into that.
Yes.
So when we tokenize, we're making that those ownership units or those shares digital. And once they're digital, we can put them and record them to the blockchain, which has a whole host of benefits to it. And so yes, is the answer to your question. We actually mint real estate tokens and put them on the blockchain. Currently, we use a blockchain called Polymesh. And the reason we use that blockchain is it's a purpose-built blockchain for securities. So something like Ethereum has a lot of applications, you know, the most of probably any blockchain, but there's a whole lot going on there. And I won't geek out too bad on that. But what I will say is Polymesh is a permission-based and purpose built for security tokens. So the node operators, here we will really geek out, the node operators are people verifying the blocks, if you will, like on Ethereum, can actually be anonymous. They can, you know, just stake some Ethereum and pretty much be anonymous in what they're doing, to where we believe that regulators are going to want to know who all the participants are in the ecosystem. So for Polymesh, for example, the node operators are regulated entities. They have to be regulated to be on that. So everybody, because these are securities for us. We're not, you know, we're not like the typical crypto you hear out there where we're making the case that we're not securities. These are 100% securities. And I think that's the biggest difference with us in between, you know, some of these other early real estate tokenization platforms, is we are an SEC regulated, United States SEC regulated ATS, digital ATS, exclusive for real estate security tokens. There's very, very few of those in the country.
Interesting. So let me just split the hair a little bit more. Are you actually tokenizing the real estate, or are you tokenizing the ownership of the real estate?
Yeah, we're tokenizing the ownership of the real estate. There have been some recent news stories where people are actually tokenizing the deed, and that has its place. And I think it will continue to have its place. I think really the future of all real estate will have tokenized deeds. But with what we're talking about, and a tokenized deed is most of the time not a security, right? So if you buy into a tokenized deed and somebody falls down the stairs and breaks their neck, guess who is probably named in that lawsuit and potentially liable, and all those other operational pieces. So it'll have its advantage. But no, these are the LLC membership units like you would typically do in a real estate syndication. And so when you buy into this, it's a one-for-one representation of the ownership unit. So it's not a REIT where you're just in a fund. You can tokenize REITs, but for purposes of this conversation, it's actual ownership. So, you know, the cash flow, the capital gain, the K-1 tax returns and amortization involved, the whole nine yards, but you're a limited partner in this security. And so you have the protection. So just to oversimplify it, if I can, on a deed, you're not limited. Your loss is not, legal advice given here, right? But typically out there, your loss is not limited to the money you put in, right? If you're an owner on that deed, your loss could go beyond that. But typically in a limited partner situation where you invest in a security like this, you could lose your money, but that's it, right? You're not that's different for the general partner, but as a limited partner and investor in these, you're buying that representation of ownership, just like you traditionally do.
So what is the big advantage? Is the advantage that I can buy it from Aunt Susie and buy it with a click of a mouse and all of a sudden the ownership just transfers to me? Or, what's the big advantage of that over, the way it's done today?
Hey, it's Mark Yeager here to tell you about our Cash Flow Machine trading program that's designed to teach you how to make safe, reliable income. Now, we shoot for 2 to 4% a month of income and growth in your portfolio. And we have courses to teach you how to do this yourself or inside a mastermind community. And the best part of that is it only takes about 20 minutes a week to implement. Now, while 2 to 4% a month doesn't sound like much, I show you exactly how we took my IRA from $111,000 to over $500,000 in just 19 months without huge risk. I'm not telling you this to brag, just to show you that you could do this too. So to learn more about this program, go to cashflowmachine.io. That's cashflowmachine.io, and you can learn more.
Yeah, so really, I think that there's a couple ways to look at this. There's advantages from the syndicator and the general partner themselves, and then there's advantages for the limited partner or the investors in these deals. So I won't do a grocery list on each side. I'll just hit a couple highlights.
Sure.
On the syndicator side, it is a way to access a much larger investor pool. In fact, potentially a global investor pool where they've been much more limited in the past. And it's a way for them to also sell their ownership units on a secondary marketplace and gain access to liquidity. Normally, they feel forced to either sell the project in whole,
right,
or wrestle through a cash out refi because there's no other options to kind of make a return to their investors, right, or to access their equity. So those are kind of the big ones, along with a lot of streamlining and automation and simplification. But on the limited partner side, think about this. If you're going to invest in a real estate investment, a real estate syndication, you're locked into that syndication for 5 years, 7 years, 10 years. Some go on 20 plus years, right? They're illiquid. You cannot, get out of them, right? But now in a secondary marketplace, you could actually, after 12 months, and we can get into exemptions if you want, there's qualifying criteria or exemptions to be able to do all of this. But what you'll see, like on the RE Tokens Capital Marketplace, is after 12 months, if you've invested in a real estate syndication, you would be able to list those shares that you own, or now they're tokens, and another investor can buy them, and that can settle the same day. So whether you have a life event and need to, gain some liquidity back, whether you want to diversify. I mean, that's a huge benefit in my eyes, is now you go to a marketplace and instead of having limited access to deals and what's there, you can go and say, okay, this one's great, got great cash flow. It's stabilized. I want to invest X amount in this. Oh, this one's a new development. It's not going to cash flow for a couple years, but boy, that back end projection looks really good. I want to invest X in this. Or I've got, some real serious capital gains this year. Looks like these guys over here are doing a cost segregation and bonus depreciation, all those cool new tax things that are involved in real estate. I want to buy into that deal and get some of those tax benefits so you can optimize your portfolio in a way that just wasn't available before. And like you said, with a few clicks of the mouse. And so having that liquidity availability to be able to move your capital around versus having it locked up is really beneficial to LPs, whether that's life event or harvesting profits or, taking a trip around the world with your family, whatever it is. That's pretty much a new feature for real estate.
And how does the price discovery work that? Like, how do you know how much it's going to go for? Who prices them? Market makers? What's the deal?
Yeah, so we're in the very, very early inning. So there's not market makers in the middle here like you typically see with the stock market or like Coinbase in the crypto market. So this is going to be seller direct to buyer, right? And then resell, same thing, seller to buyer direct. So they're all of the financials, like the financial history, the projections, the title, there's just a massive amount of front-facing information that needs to be put out there to be compliant. So the investor will be able to go look and say, okay, it looks like this is the cash flow it's putting out. So if I invest X, I'm going to get, you know, a 6% cash on cash return. And this is my projected, you know, ROI on a 1 year hold. And the market initially will dictate, okay, I'm willing to pay this amount to get this type of return. I'm willing to pay X. And some people might take a 5% cash on cash. Some people may need an 8%. Again, the equity plays will factor in. So that's what the very, very early days right now as we launch look like. But we are in discussions to have a market maker. Basically, we are a broker dealer. So as a dealer, we can do a bid and an ask and help support the liquidity is what it does. And it also helps support the price stabilization. But you'll be able to look, something that we measure with in real estate is called a cap rate or a capitalization rate. So you'll be able to look on there and see what either current cap rates are or projected cap rates, like I said, if it's a development or something like that, and make a informed decision. Okay, this sounds good for me. Here's what my return's like. And the software supports helping you with some of the metrics there.
Got it. I mean, I've seen platforms out there that are not tokenized. I can't remember the names of it, but maybe Realty One, and some of these other platforms that were allowing private markets to advertise, and they show cap rates and investments and things like that. Sounds like you're the next evolution after that, right?
Yeah, I think so. And what you see out there in the marketplace is tokenized or not are typically the primary market or the original raise.
Yes.
There's very few that are doing an ATS, which is, you know, secondary selling, meaning resales between investors out there. And yeah, we've got the licensing to do it digitally, so you can take advantage of all these things. Like soon enough, there will be loans made against the real estate security token, so you can actually use those as collateral. Those are conversations we're having right now. It's not available on the platform, but something that we expect to come in the fairly near future.
Fantastic. And you're in the throes of launching this all right now, right?
Yeah, right now. In fact, we are doing, probably give a little bit of insight this very month that we're doing our media announcement. And so we'll put it out there. The other thing too that folks should know is we will have and do have primary offerings on a platform, right? You know, right now, depending on when somebody sees this podcast, maybe we have 50 to a couple hundred million in primary offerings on platform that are available. We want to make sure we get at least a handful of different options all ready to launch on the secondary market before we publish that. So when people go there, they have a few different choices to look at. But by the end of the year, there's a lot of security, real estate security deals, we call them Reg D's, that have been out there and sold out completely in the years past, that want to recapitalize, that want to, you know, open up that liquidity door. So investors will have an opportunity to invest in these projects that they've typically been locked out of.
Wow. It's amazing. Sounds like a really great project. You may not know this, but in the past, you know, probably 30 years ago, I had my own ATS on Wall Street.
Oh, wow.
It was an ECN, Electronic Communications Network, for stocks. And so I'm sure if I were still in that business, I would be probably doing something that's tokenized as well. So fantastic that you're putting that together. I wish you huge amounts of luck. What did I not ask you that I should have asked you? And what can people take away from this? And where can people find out a bit more about what you're doing?
Yeah, no, I think just in general, people should understand that the future is digital, and there'll be various forms of digital assets and digital currencies, and all of those things are going to trade together. And just to not get too caught up in the technology side of it, you don't necessarily need to know what the blockchain does, or we talked about a brief definition of tokenization. It's kind of like, you know, the cell phone. You don't necessarily need to know how everything goes to space and back, but you do need to know what it does for you. So yes. We foresee a world where these private shares of real estate, which once made digital called real estate tokens, are able to trade much more similar to the digital benefits that the stock market and crypto enjoys today. So I think the folks that are open to that and thinking to that will actually have a competitive advantage both on the syndicator side as an innovative leader and on the investor side, adding some velocity and some ability to diversify into their portfolio. And yeah, as far as finding out a little bit more about us and what we do, certainly the website, retokens.com. That's retokens.com. There are primary offering projects that you can go look at there today. There's also a quick start guide to real estate tokenization. It's a free download that somebody can download and get some information there. And we put a lot of good educational videos on our YouTube channel, which is just at RETOKEN. So those are some places to check us out.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I wish you tons of luck in your project. It sounds fascinating, futuristic, and hopefully profitable as well for you and everybody else that's involved. So thanks for your time, your wisdom, explaining to us what the heck you got going on over there. And I will catch you next time.
Thanks,
and for
Mark.
Those of you, yeah, thanks. For those of you listening and watching this podcast, remember what I always say, never give up your power and your health, your wealth, or your time. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time, everybody. Take care.
You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yeagy. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.